Okay, Be'ezer Hashem, we're up to Simon Reish Ayin Aleph Halacha Yudalid, a couple important halachos in regards to tasting of Kiddush. Zok the Heilige Mechaber, and lo tom ha-mikadesh, if the Mikadesh did not taste the Kiddush, v'tom echam ha mesubin kimlo lugmav, and one of the mesubin tastes kimlo lugmav, yotza, then he would be yotze. In other words, the shaila that we're going to deal with, which is actually a machlokis rishon, the Torah brings down two deos, is does the mekadesh need to be towing or not? So the first day of the mechaber says that you are yotze, ve'ein shtiyah shnayim service malugvav, but you need to have a shtiyah of malugva from one person. Umikol makom reish ayin alef yudal. Umikol makom mitzvah min amivchor shiyutimu kula. The mitzvah min amivchor is everybody should taste. So if you do the math over here, with the different halachos and Shulchan Aruch, what comes out is that the chiyuv of tasting is halach and kosher bracha. L'chatchila, there's an inyan to taste from every kosher bracha. It's not only a chassidish inyan of a school and so on. There's an inyan to taste from every kosher bracha. So that's the mitzvah min amivchor shiitamu mikulam. And according to the first day in the Shulchan Aruch, the mekadesh doesn't, midine kiddush doesn't need to taste. Only somebody needs to taste from it. The yesh omrim and others disagree. The kivan shebein kulam tamu kumlo lugam of yatsu. That even if a couple of them drink, then that will be mitzaref. The shdias kulam mitzaref is likashir. That's one machlokas. Vagaonim sovrim, the gaonim are a third shita. And they're the biggest machmir. Shem lo toim ha-mekadesh lo yatsu. That if Mekadesh is not Toim, so then in such a case, you're not going to be Yotzev. So I was Mechapes looking around, what's the years ago? It was actually our night call, and now we're doing Meseches Kedushin. So once upon a time, I think the only one that's part of the call still from there is Reb Dani. So once upon a time, We did Hilchos Kiddush. So it's a long time ago. It's the beginning of our night kola. So we've grown Baruch Hashem. So that's right. Shemitah was first, and then yes. So we learned in Hilchos Kiddush. We found the Mefarish in Nazir on Dav Dalit. So there he seems to say that a chelik of mitzvahs Kiddush is the drinking itself. It seems like it's a part of the Doraisa itself. It's a chelik of the mitzvah itself. Rav Moshe Feinstein in Arachaim Chelik Dalit doesn't go so far, but Rav Moshe does say that the drinking is considered a chelik of the Kiddush, and he argues then even the Havdalah itself, and therefore the Gaonim over here, just to extend that idea, the Gaonim hold that that's Mamish Ma'akev in the Kiddush itself. And then, though the Mechaber adds, V'dafka b'Kiddush, Avoshar Dvarim Atunim Kos, Modim HaGaonim Desagi B'Tim Acher. But in general, it's not a chelik of the Kiddush itself. The Nafkamina that Rav Moshe discusses, somehow it was in my Dirshu and just jumped away, where I looked it up just before I came, that Ramesha there says an aftamina is about someone talking in between the shtiyas hamavarech. If you hold that there isn't a particular how, it's just a general inyan tova to taste from the kosher bracha, so then in such a case, then maybe there's no problem to say a good devach after havdalah, before the person drinks. But we're knowing not that way, that a chelik of the mitzvah of Kiddush is also the drinking itself, and therefore one should not speak, particularly according to the Gaonim, up until that period of time. L'chatchila we're choshesh for the psak of the Gaonim, as he says, L'chosh l'dveyem, and the Mishmur Kam Tzna'in Gimel, Hanalizar l'chatchila, but the evidence, Kimu harbe echron, dafil shtiyas kolam mitztafim malumugav, ach shalo yishal yidei shtiyas kulam yosem echtei achilas pras, that if different, for whatever reason, it's difficult for the individual to drink, so then in such case, others could be mitztarif, but one shouldn't be mafsik between that period of time. Now, in Brisk, there is a beautiful shita that I'm fond of telling the Talmidim a morning of Kiddush time. And that is that in Brisk, what they say is that when it comes to Shabbos Kiddush in the morning, I think I alluded to this previously, that the mitzvah is the Borei Pri HaGafen. The mitzvah Kiddush is Borei Pri HaGafen. Hence, the shtiyah is going to be an absolute requisite as well. The shtiyah is going to be a requisite as well. And therefore, even though at night we learned in the Mechaber, it's only mitzvah and a mufchar shiutimu kulam, it could very well be that Shabbos in the morning, this is the Masorah that we have from our Rabbeim, paradoxically, even though it's the Rabbanan, that everybody should taste from the Kiddush. However, that was from my Rabbeim in New York, who were from the Masorah Brisk. However, Rav Nevensal Shlita quotes from Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, after he quotes the Minigun Brisk, I will Shamati Me'admor Zichron of Rocha Chayil Mabot Delo Noagu Kain. That Rav Shlomo Zalman said that the Minig is not this way, because that would become it comes out a big tircha that everybody needs to pass around. Rav Nevensal concludes, this is on Maven Yavin, this is really part of an Iyun Shir and not part of Halacha Shir, but he concludes with a fascinating thought question. He says, Tzarech Iyun, L'shitas HaGaonim, B'mikadesh Avur Acherim, according to the Gaonim, if you're Mikadesh for somebody else, Ve'ena Yotze Ba'atzman, he himself is not being Yotze, Mi Yishte Ayayin, who's supposed to drink the wine? Particularly, according to the Halacha and Brisk, that you're only Yotze if you drink the wine. But the Gaonim hold, the one who makes the Kiddush. But over here, you were Yotze, you're being Motzi somebody else. So it's a fascinating, fascinating question how that's going to work. Okay, there's more to say in the Dirshu from Rav Shlomo Zalman on that. It's based on other issues as well. Okay, let's continue on. Sif Tezvav. Kiddush v'kodem shetan hifzik b'dibur. If a person was Mekadesh, and before he was toim, he's mafsik. Chozem avarich bar priyagofen. So then in such a case, he needs to make a bar priyagofen again. Ve'ein tzarch lachzor l'kadesh. He doesn't need to make a new kiddush. So here, there's a beautiful svar over here. The beautiful svar is as follows. Even though the halacha is that he was mafsik on the bar priyagofen, and therefore, if you're mafsik on the bar priyagofen, you need to make a new bracha, but you don't need to make a new kiddush. Why? Says the Mishbur in Ayin Vav, it breaks between your bar priyagafen and your drinking. But in kiddush you already yotza. The kiddush is not going to be a mufsak. You haven't broken from the Kiddush.
I mean, the problem here is only in terms of Hilchos Brachos, but in terms of Hilchos
Correct.
Kiddush.
In Hilchos Kiddush, you're Yotze. Yesh lefalpel b'das ha-goinim. Again, within the goinim, one could be mefalpel. V'hu adinim nishpach ha-kos kodim shiitu mimenu, yovi kos acher. There's a beautiful story that at Rav Huttner's house on the night of the Seder, the boys in Rav Huttner's house was very, very scary. Futner was sometimes a takif with the boys. One of the boys was very nervous, and he spilled it, and then Rav Futner knocked over his kos also. Before long, it was kriyas yamsa for all the yayin over there. Because also, if Rav Futner would do it, then everybody else would also do it. So then, what happens if the kos spills? So yavi kos acher umuvarich lo barich priyagofen veitzarich lachzor lekadesh. So then, in such a case, you don't need to make a new kiddush. In such a case, one now doesn't need to make a new kiddush. So, because there's the mikra didina, you were already yotze. Let's take a look at the mishnah berurah. Varich alav. That also cost la yadaito mitchila. V'ma yadaito mitchila b'shas brach l'shos yain yotze ain't tzarich l'varich bar priyagafen. So the Mishnah Berurah says, in regards to Kiddush, you were Yotze. Regards to Bar Priyagofen, you had in mind only to drink this cup and not to drink other cups. He says, but if you had in mind that you were going to drink more, so then in such a case, then you would not need to repeat the Bar Priyagofen either. Rav Nevensal Shlita told me, I didn't get to review this before tonight. Let me just read you the words that he said to me. Im toa biyomtif v'tikein, afil shalot hoch kidei dibur, sh'amar chagamatzos v'lo chagasukos, eina hefzik l'birchas hanenin. So that if a person made a mistake in the Kiddush, okay, let's say he made the mistake of what the day was. He made a mistake on what the day was. So then in such a case, it's not going to be a problem, a hefsek for the Birchas Hanenin. So let's say he's saying Kiddush. So the way it works is you first make on Yontif, you make the Bor Priya Gafen. And then he's saying Kiddush, and he's going on and on about Zman Cheruseinu. And then he realizes all the way in the end of Kiddush that it's not Zman Cheruseinu, it's Zman Matan Toruseinu. So now he's going to go back. He recognizes and goes back. But it was more than Toch Kedei Dibur. So then, in such a case, then maybe there's a hefsek in the Bar Priya Gafen. So based on what we said above, no, the Bar Priya Gafen is going to be fine. He should himsak himself Toch Kedei Dibur, and it's not a problem that he needs to go back onto the Bar Priya Gafen.
Talking about Friday night, mostly.
Most of the time we're talking Friday night. Right, correct. What would change if it was daytime Kiddush? Right, Nachon, because it's only Bar Priya Gafen. The Vishamru and everything else you say doesn't have any significance in of itself. Let's just wrap up with Sifkat and Ayiches. Vein tzarach la'asod kivin shekiddush mitchila yayin kedin v'gam tom kishir av v'shlotom osa kiddush yotza v'daf kishol siach daito bein asayim avon kfar yotza mokom bein asayim kolom shetom mikos acher tzarach lachzor u'lekadesh. So when do we say that you don't have to be chozer mekadesh? So that is only an instance where he didn't entirely go to somewhere else. But if he did, so then he's going to be yotza. I just wanted to point out that today, most instances when people make a Bar Priya Gafen, on Friday night, I think most people think that if there's going to be more wine that's brought to the table, that the Bar Priya Gafen goes for that. When was the last time that you had, let's say, even if you didn't expect, and then someone brings out a wine that you even make Hatova Meitiv? So then in such a case, we don't make a new Bar Priya Gafen. Why don't we make a new Bar Priya Gafen? Because we made the first Bar Priya Gafen, we assume it's going for all other Bar Priya Gafen. So it seemed to me that in the case of where it spills, in the case of Rav Huttner's case, but not only Rav Huttner's case, any of our cases, in such a case, it wouldn't be like the Halach and the Mechaber. In the times of the Mechaber, the people knew when they were keeping track how much wine they had, and he didn't think another kos was going to come. But otherwise, in our instances, it could very well be, as the Halach would be closer to the case of the Mishnah Berurah. In the third line, V'maya Daito B'tchil B'shas Bracha Lishtos Yain Yoser Ein Tzarech Levarach Bar Priya Gafen. Now, otherwise not. But most, I think, these days, it would seem to me that the halacha changed. Let me just check. I have to rush to my chavrusa. Let me just check if the deer shoes comments anything on that. Do they comment? No, there's no comment. No comment. It would seem to me today that it's very, very common for people to drink wine betoch ha-su'uda. And therefore, right? No one has a shayla shay. Make a new bar priya gafen again. Right.
But it's not because you drank already, though?
Right, exactly.
I mean, your initial bracha was chal on something because right.
You drank. Ah, harach hashuvah. You're saying good. You're saying very good.
You have a kavanah on your initial.
You're saying very good.
That good. But that would be a problem with the Mishbura's case of the spilling. That would knock that out also, except for the fact that you're going to drink right away.
It's like when you make a bracha, it covers lots of things that may come later. I mean, okay.
I thought I was going to be able to go to my chavrusa quickly. Now you made me stop just a second. Well, what's your problem with the Mishnah Berurah? We ask again.
Meaning, if you're saying, according to what I said, it's different, right? It's because the reason why we don't make a new brach in the middle of the meal is because we drank.
Correct.
We're continuing drinking that we had already.
Right.
But if you never drank, you're not continuing anything.
Right.
But then...
But the Mishnah Berurah doesn't seem to say that.
The case of the spill would be different, except for the fact that you got to pour yourself a new kos right away.
Right?
Maybe that.
In a Hanami, it's different. The question is whether the Chiluk is Mechalik.
Right.
All right, we're going to have to look into it a little bit more. Maybe tomorrow we'll pick up the Shiloh. We'll try to look into it, okay?